People, I think the happy is put somewhere there, that scene, in case I didn't add it already. Of Pio out there somewhere, and this is just exactly what happened. I'm just describing it as good, well as I can. It's autumn, something is grey, and Pio is there, middle of the day sometimes, in a small town somewhere in Sweden. He doesn't even know where he is, because they are going from town to town, day after day, year after year. They are the Sankirtan men. There are Sankirtan women in another bus going elsewhere, and there are a few parties like that, four or five in each van. And he is in the Vishnupas dogs traveling Sankirtan party. The best ones. Well, he's not the best, but good enough, I suppose. And yes, they had little competition like that, but deeper down, everyone knows, most of them, that this is really about going out and giving Krishna, giving this beautiful knowledge to people all over the country. It's a big yagya, big sacrifice, big work. But that was the only way you could bring these books out into the hands of people. Paying for, maintaining, traveling around in vans, sleeping in youth hostels, cheap motels, and walking on parking lots 8-9 hours a day, some for years, doing nothing else than serving God in this way. We're trying to save the fallen souls, as we called it. So there we have our Pio. He is struggling. This is the last thing he would ever think of doing in this world. Walking on the streets selling religious literature. He avoided such people like the plague. Normally. So he has to, and he doesn't care about scores and points, he has to learn to do this out of actual compassion and love and so on. Higher understanding of what a beautiful gift he's actually giving out to people for almost just the printing cost. So here he is, and he's standing there with his Tenzin jacket on, I think, book bag around his shoulder, 20 books in there, and persons come up passing by on the sidewalk, and he stops them and says, "Hey, we're distributing books here today." And then he's saying his, what they call the mantra. And this time he stops one man. There's some kind of factory behind them, like an old industrial area that just begins there. But he's outside a shop or a post office or something, as they usually do. But this man stops, and he looks like a pig. And the building behind it can remind you when you remember it. It could be a slaughterhouse. Something like that. So this man looks like a pig. And Pio, he really reacts on that. And I'm not talking, you know, like someone with a pig head on, but the stature of his body, short and kind of roundish. And especially, I mean, his face also, not like with a pig nose or so, but a little bit towards that. You know, chubby face also, and eyes. A little bit dull, like the eyes of a pig. They should be subtle. And then, but most of all, his hands. The fingers are short and very thick, and the nails are like claws. They are long and they are bent, and they are, I don't know if it was smoking or something, but they're kind of grayish and strong, thick material. And you can, I mean, they look like something in between human and pig hands. So then he looks there, Pio, these two hands holding the Bhagavad Gita. But he then, he's like seeing. He gets this what do you call it? Open bars, whatever. Of seeing that there is a soul in there, beautiful soul, who's just now just covered in and stuck in that form. And that soul is looking at that book, and Pio remembers that these books are Krishna's literary incarnation. God is here in this book, and that's why he's walking around doing that job. He has to find that motivation and that understanding, reminding himself always. So he's like almost standing there repeating that for himself to remember as a mantra. And then this person is holding the book and he said, no, I don't read books, I don't think so. But you can see that he's a kind soul, but gross and piggish. So then Pio, he uses his final trick. He said, anyway, just take it and put it in the bookshelf. Someone may read it, your children or so. It's a book of wisdom. And you know, as a poor guy, kind of okay. And you know, and if you want to give some donation, you're 20 or whatever, covering the printing costs, and of course, and then he does that, and he actually gets it for the printing cost, so it's fair and square. And then Pio is standing there as a man walks away with his book under his arm, and he's crying. and the sun is now there. It's afternoon. It's like 5 or something. The day is soon over. And the clouds are gone and the sun is there. And he thinks, these moments are worth all of this hard work and sacrifice.